Earlier this year, history was made in the Muslim world. It happened at an unlikely place, an Anglican church in Manhattan. There, before a large group of Muslims, a woman, for the first time, publicly led the traditional Islamic Friday prayer.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
The woman is Islamic scholar Amina Wadud. She and the organizers of the service are part of a movement called Progressive Islam. It's a diverse movement with varying opinions, but all have the same goal. They want to open dialogue among Muslims, especially after the attacks on September 11, 2001. Hana Baba of member station KALW and New California Media reports on the movement in the United States. It's focusing primarily on the role of women.
About 25 men and women are assembled in a small classroom on the campus of the University of California at Berkeley. Some women are wearing headscarves. A young African-American man sports a skull cap, while one young woman is dressed in a tracksuit. The group is sitting casually, some sipping coffee, others nibbling on cookies. They're here for the monthly meeting of American Muslims Intent on Learning and Activism, or AMILA. Today, the guest speaker is a controversial author.
So the Bill of Rights in the bedroom are 10, and so why did I bother, first of all?
Asra Nomani is a former Wall Street Journal reporter who was stationed in Pakistan after September 11th. She tells of her distress the night she found out her close friend and colleague, Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl, was kidnapped and murdered by Muslim extremists. That prompted her, she says, to go on a search for the soul of Islam.
And so from that night, my life changed. It changed in the most dramatic of ways, and I cared how Islam expressed itself in the world.
Nomani says her number one concern is women's place in Muslim communities. The audience listens attentively, but many in the room don't share Nomani's views. Mohi Hussein berates Nomani for imposing her beliefs on others.
I'm just trying to change people. Instead of that, why don't you build your own mosque? That would be the proper way, just like in Judaism, there are Orthodox Jews and gays.
This is one of many events where AMILA invites speakers to talk about issues that aren't generally discussed in a mosque. AMILA was started 13 years ago by a group of men and women seeking a better understanding of Islam within their American lives. Member Moina Noor says the group isn't trying to alter the religion, just open up a free dialogue.
We're looking for community where we can be intellectually free and open. And unfortunately, most of us aren't finding that in the mosque, so we've created our own community.
Since AMILA began, other progressive groups have cropped up. MuslimWakeUp.com is an online magazine famous for raising eyebrows with its daring criticism of Islamic texts and sexually explicit articles. There's also the Progressive Muslim Union of North America, which endorses a popular activity called meetups. These are informal get-togethers in restaurants or cafes where devout and liberal Muslims meet to discuss all sorts of community issues. Today, there are over 100 meetups spread across the country.
We are the Muslims and them the Hindus.
But it's politics. Same way in Algeria. I mean, you know, you can find
at this meetup, Jawad Ali and Cesar Zahi are having coffee in a trendy, standing room only San Francisco cafe. Most of the discussion on this day is centered on women leading prayer. Jawad Ali thinks it's a good idea because of the ripple effect he sees it creating.
There's already momentum for a progressive movement in America. And every little subtle thing opens up the discussion a little bit more.
But skeptics are many. In response to the woman-led prayer last March, most Islamic organizations either denounced the event or shrugged it off. Most moderates saw it as a non-issue, too far down on the list of priorities of real Muslim women's issues. Even on the Progressive Liberal Muslim Wake Up website, 70% of those polled disagreed with the event. Still, it caused a heavy debate on college campuses. The UC Berkeley Muslim Student Union is wrapping up its weekly prayer services on campus. It's a traditional service, with a male imam in the front and rows of men behind him. The women are in the back. Sociology student Dina Ahmed is an Egyptian-American wearing a long tunic with loose pants and a pink headscarf. She says she's angry with progressive Muslims and resents the idea they think they know what's best for her.
Women in Islam had the right to property in the 7th century. How long ago did they get that right in America? 100 years? It's not about progression or rights. We have rights in Islam. I wish that they would come ask us about what we think, practicing Muslim women.
Equality aside, the idea of women praying right next to men is not generally accepted under Islam. Imam Mustafa Nazir of Pleasanton, California says the segregation is necessary so the congregation can focus on prayer and not be distracted by the opposite sex.
If you look at the structure of our prayers, it is much different than just standing next to each other, singing a song or chanting or clapping. We have to go through a lot of formality, and that is bowing down and then going onto the ground, etc. And there'll be a lot of distraction if men and women are praying together.
The female struggle for a place in religious institutions is not new, nor is it exclusive to Islam. Catholicism and Orthodox Judaism are still faced with calls for reform. And one fear within the American Muslim community is that, like Christians and Jews, Muslims will end up divided into many sects and denominations. Omid Safi is a scholar and author of the book Progressive Muslims. He argues that Muslims are already deeply divided.
In most American cities, you can walk into a mosque and you can tell if it's an Arab mosque, a South Asian mosque, an African American mosque, a Bosnian mosque, a Sufi mosque, you know. And as much as I would love to have that idea of unity be a reality, that's something in our future, not in our past.
But for many Muslims, a fear of fragmentation is very real. Despite that fear, Moina Noor of Amila says change is necessary. Today, as she plays in the park with her 2-year-old Aisha, she says those changes will benefit her daughter. Noor grew up in Connecticut, where she says there were few Muslim activities for children. But for baby Aisha, things will be different.
For example, this past Ramadan, the night before Eid, which is our big holiday, we had a huge moon sighting party for the kids. And it was beautiful. It was something I had never done in my whole life. It's a very kind of American thing, you know, is to make things very kid-focused.
No one can deny the change that has occurred since progressives have shown up on the American Muslim scene. Just recently, the Islamic Society of San Francisco released plans to take down a partition that sealed women off from the main prayer hall. And this past June, the continent's largest Muslim body, the Islamic Society of North America, distributed a manual titled Women-Friendly Mosques. For NPR News, I'm Hanat Baba in San Francisco.